You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. If you've taken advantage of the nice weather we've been having to spend some time outside and shake off the winter blues, you're not alone. Twelve horses at the Equine Rescue and Adoption Foundation, or ERAF, in Palm City are doing just that. An added part of their spring celebration is they're in their new home on Martin Highway.
They love it here. I've never seen them run around and gallop around the paddocks like this, so they're ecstatic in their new home.
Denise LeClaire Robbins is an ERAF board member, and she adopted a former racehorse named Rio. If Rio misses pounding down the track, you'd never know it. The brown horse contentedly munches grass and flirts across the fence with some mares.
He's being retrained from a racehorse to become a trail horse. And I have ridden him for the last 2 years. So he is being desensitized to being out on the trail because for him to be out on the trail, everything is new. It's like when a snake comes across the path or a sandhill crane comes out, he jumps and he's afraid because he didn't see those things. So it was just straight run on the track. That's it.
When LeClaire Robbins can ride Rio bareback, she says she'll know that they've made tremendous progress. The last time we brought you a story about ERAF was in February. They just found out they had to move the horses, most of which were confiscated by law enforcement from neglectful owners. Now they have their new home. They hope to expand.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's less property than what was at our former place, but it's more usable property. We actually have right now, without even dividing any of them up, 9 paddocks. We only had 5 at the other place.
The property has a barn which has 14 stalls, and they hope to build 5 more stalls. According to Randy Kinder, the president of ERAF's board, they'll continue their campaign to educate young people on the huge responsibility that is the proper care and feeding of horses.
We work with the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the baccalaureate program. The Explorer Scouts now have projects here, and it's all a part of educating the younger generation. So it's making it possible for kids under 16 to come out here with their parents or their guardians. And it's in a very, very controlled situation.
With new space comes the opportunity for more education. Kinder hopes they'll soon be able to offer programs for special needs children.
You know, it's not about taking the kids and putting them on their horse. It's letting them be near the animal, whatever it is. If it's a dog, a cat, a horse, or whatever. I have a special needs son whom I bring out on Sundays when no one's here. He is just in absolute heaven being with the horses. Not riding them, just standing at the pasture like this. That's all he does, just stands here. He loves it.
Now they have the new land, ERAF still has a wish list of things they need to make sure it's run well. You can find out more by following the link on our website, WQCS.org. ERAF's website also has a section called Hoofprints. It allows those who may no longer be able to keep their horses find them a new home. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.